Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. I'm sure you guys all know what this podcast is going to be about. It's going to be about whether or not TikTok is actually going to get banned, what the hell is going on, why I did not drop a video about that yesterday, because there is a reason why I did not do that. Both myself and my editor were talking about it, and we're like, yes, we're going to make a video about it, but we're not going to do anything until it is written in stone what is actually happening. Obviously, several things have come from both sides. So what I want to do is take the next 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 minutes for this podcast to talk about the actual facts of what's going on, what I think of this, and what I think you guys should do about this. Because honestly, again, the last time this happened, it offered a huge opportunity for you to get your followers to go over to Instagram, to go over to YouTube because of hysteria. Right now, it is 5:24 p.m., August 1st, and TikTok is no longer trending number one on Twitter. So things have definitely calmed down. My For You page is not full of people saying, hey, TikTok is disappearing anymore. So things have definitely calmed down. TikTok obviously put their statement out, but let's go over the actual facts of this situation. But before I get into that, I need you guys to do me a huge favor and go follow two creators. I'm also going to link out to them in the description. Please make sure you go follow them, go comment on their last post, tag me in it, and say, hey, Robert Benjamin sent me here. First is at the Digital Boss Life, and then second is at Peace Jindu. That is going to be at Peace with an extra E. So PEACEEJINDU. Please go follow both of them. Comment on their last post and say, hey, Robert Benjamin sent me. I'm going to give one of you guys that do that a shout out for free. So a couple things. First, yes, TikTok and Microsoft are definitely in talks to buy all of the US's portion of TikTok. That would be an amazing thing. That would be an incredible thing. The Creator Fund would still happen. All of these great things would still happen. Also, President Trump said that, I'll read exactly what he said, because again, I don't want this to be anything but the actual facts of what happened, because so many things have been said on this that are just totally not true. Like, stop reading articles and just looking at the headline of the article, right? Don't read just the headline of the article. You need to read the whole entire thing, what was actually said, right? So President Trump announced that he is banning TikTok from the United States. He said this on Air Force One. He has not tweeted about this. And this is somebody that tweets about everything. He's tweeted about all these great books and how good the economy is doing, but he has not tweeted about this. So again, I would take this all with a grain of salt, right? I think he's just trying to get a lot of press. Joe Biden can't mention TikTok at all right now and get a ton of free press. So yeah, kudos to you, Trump, for doing that. That being said, all he said was President Trump announced to reporters on Air Force One that he's banning TikTok. There's no context here. Is he banning TikTok from government employees? Is he banning TikTok from public? What is he banning TikTok from? In addition to that, the US does not have a firewall. He can't just click a switch the same way that India and China did and say, hey, you guys cannot have this app on your phone anymore. He would have to draft some sort of executive order or something that would state that TikTok is actually harming our economy or harming the security of the United States. And then he would have to ask both Apple and Google to get rid of this. That being said, both Apple and Google and Facebook are in federal court right now because of antitrust. So I don't think that they want TikTok to go away. This might sound incredibly counterintuitive, but they're all being put up as monopolies and they're all pointing to TikTok and saying, no, this is a huge competitor. We're actually not the number one thing. So they don't want TikTok to disappear either. In addition to that, TikTok signed a huge deal with Google. It was like a $300 or an $800 million deal for 3 years to store all of their data with Google. So I don't think they want that to go away. That's the first fact, right? President Trump said that he's banning TikTok. Again, there's absolutely no context to that. Another thing that was said is that Trump is going to, he said that he has the power to do this, right? So again, what does that mean? This guy said, and again, I'm not political. I'm not on the right. I'm not on the left, but this guy is just constantly saying things that don't come true. He ran his presidency on the fact that he was going to drain the swamp and on the fact that he was going to build a wall. Neither of those things have happened. Neither of them. So I don't think that we can believe any. In fact, you could look up on Google list of things that Donald Trump has said he was going to do and has not done. And it's way bigger than the list of things that he has actually done. I'm not saying that that's just a judgment of his character. Obviously, in the position that he's in, he can't do a lot of the things that he wanted done. But I mean, let's not freak out about this. In addition, he also said that he is opposed to Microsoft buying TikTok. He gave no context in that. The reason that he said that, and this is what most people that are actually looking at this from an objective position are saying, is because ByteDance still wanted to have 1 to 2% of TikTok. So he could just be doing this as a huge negotiation tactic for the United States to basically steal the number one most successful app ever from China. I have a really good feeling that that's what's happening. TikTok also put out a statement today that they are not making decisions or commenting on rumors or speculation, and that they're incredibly confident of the success of TikTok and that it's going to be around for a very long time. I don't think they would say something like that if they really felt like this app was just going to get banned immediately. I do not think that's going to happen. So those are the facts on what's happening. What I think, honestly, I think that Microsoft or some company, there were a ton of other like private equity firms and things like that that are in talks to buy TikTok. I think what's really going to happen is the United States is once again going to steal something for pennies on the dollar, and then Donald Trump is going to try to take credit for this. I don't want to be insensitive here. We stole the United States from Native Americans. I can name several other things that we have stolen from other people. I think that is exactly what is going on right here in today's day and age. This is their way of stealing the number one most successful app ever. Because yeah, Trump doesn't want all the money that TikTok's going to generate to go to China. He would rather have that in the United States. I think everybody would rather have that in the United States. And honestly, I think that this is his way of stomping his feet and actually getting that done and having ByteDance own 0% of TikTok. That being said, I think everybody right now should do two things. One, you should stop worrying. You should stop reading just headlines, because again, I don't think this app is going anywhere. I would find it really, really hard to believe that he's just going to get rid of an app that over 80 million people in the United States use to communicate. I don't know. I just don't see that happening, but I may be wrong. I don't see that happening at all. In fact, I bet my entire livelihood on this. And full disclosure, I have 22% of my money tied up in Microsoft stock. It has been that way for a while now. I'm not just doing this because of TikTok, but yeah, I want this to work out. But again, I'm looking at this objectively. What is actually happening? What is actually being said? And what is the underlying silver lining here of what is really probably going to happen? And that's going to be that Microsoft or some company buys TikTok for pennies on the dollar, and Donald Trump takes credit for getting the number one social media app ever. That being said, what everybody needs to do, first, you need to stop reading the headlines, stop worrying, stop refreshing your phone every 2 seconds, stop freaking out, and especially stop DMing me and asking me what I think about this, because I just told you guys what I think about this. And secondly, what I need you guys to do, you need to be posting on TikTok for people to go follow you on YouTube, people to go follow you on Instagram. Do post exactly like what I've been doing on TikTok. You'll be able to transfer a large amount of your audience over to YouTube, over to Instagram. This is an incredibly unique time. Like I said, the last time this happened, typically TikTok suppresses anything that tells you to go to another website, to go to YouTube, to go to Instagram. In this rare period of time, you're able to, one, get a ton of views by hopping on a trend that is incredibly easy to hop on, incredibly easy to identify. You don't have to know how to dance. You don't have to know how to sing. You don't have to know how to do anything. Just have to know how to use a green screen. I think that's easy enough for everybody to do. In addition to that, all you have to do is tell them to go follow you on Instagram, tell them to go follow you on YouTube, and you're going to be able to transfer your audience. But guys, I do want to emphasize, I really don't think this app is going anywhere. Thank you guys so much for listening to this. If you have somebody else in your life that is freaking out about this, please share this podcast with them. Please share my posts with them. Once something does happen, I will be dropping a YouTube video about this. But for right now, guys, I wouldn't worry. I don't think this app is going anywhere.